views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy about today's show. Thank you, Benny, for hailing this cab, and thank you, one and all, for tuning in. In just a bit, I'll be bringing on my guests, mystical visionary Deirdre Haidt and physicist and filmmaker William Arndt, to talk about their new book, The Not-So-Little Book of Surprises, which is a coffee table book filled with surprise, beautiful photographs by André Balogh and thought-provoking prose. This would make a wonderful housewarming gift for others, or just enjoy yourself. In the second half of the show, I'll be doing a one-card tarot card reading for callers and then turning it over to my guests for their truly unique perspectives. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I am so looking forward to talking with William and Deirdre as they exemplify the core foundation of Mainstream Metaphysics Radio itself, which serves as a bridge between the mainstream scientific theory and the metaphysical connection we all share with the universe. I believe that balance truly exists, because if it doesn't, I'm going to be standing pretty lopsided, as I have one foot firmly in one world and one foot firmly in the other. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just a brief bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. In addition to personal readings, I do readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. Last year, I was featured in the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States, which was such an incredible honor. If you're interested in scheduling a session or inquiring about an event you're hosting, you can find me at elitetarot.com, that's ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I always like to come up with a tarot card that talks to the theme of the show, and the card that came to mind was the Ace of Pentacles. In this card, you see a gift in the form of a pentacle being presented from the universe. Now, should you accept this gift, it leads to an archway to the unknown. I call this card the door to another door, which can be exciting, but often very anxiety-filled. So often we look at anything that is a surprise, or rather coming to us externally, with great suspicion. This makes sense, as we most often feel most comfortable when we control our outcomes and direction. Yet, if we can give ourselves permission to not only see the gifts from the universe in the form of surprises, we can work with energy in such a way that it leads to heights that exceed our expectations as we go through open doors, honoring red flags, as there are rarely flashing neon arrows pointing to a clear path, much is the pity. Let me introduce my guests and bring them on who can talk to this better than I can. Since her early years in Memphis, Tennessee, Deirdre Haidt has been an artist in the visionary writing poetry and conversing with the mystical worlds. As the founder of Radiance Healing and Meditation, Deirdre has guided people worldwide, teaching them to harness their own inner wisdom and healing potential. William Arndt started his professional career as a research laser physicist, working on Star Wars high-energy lasers. He then moved on to software, writing AutoSys, an automated job control system currently in use by most Fortune 500 companies. He sold that company, retired, but then we all know what he did. He created, produced, and directed What the Bleep Do We Know? An exploration of spirituality, quantum physics, and neurology, and outrageous possibilities. The film and the companion book with editions in over 20 languages were international hits. So welcome, Deirdre and William, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Welcome. I'm so happy to be here, just really overjoyed and thrilled about the work you're doing out in the world to bring a union and understanding of our souls and the journey. Why are we here? So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. Thank you so much. I love doing what I do, and I love your book. But before we get to the actual book, because the book talks a lot about surprises, how do you define surprise? What is the age of surprise, and how does it transform you? Deirdre?
So I came up with this vision deep in my meditation that we are in the age of surprise based on my husband Will's insight about surprise and what surprise does to us in transformation and in growth. He called our book the Not So Little Book of Surprises because he felt that the knowledge, the information we were bringing was just rather surprising based on what's out there right now. And I got to thinking, wow, surprise, surprise. And it just came in a flash based on what we're seeing in the world, the climate changes, what's happening in government, people's dissatisfaction, and this transformation of technology bombarding us and trying to grapple with it. And I said, God, where's the light in this? There's always a light in something that is dark. Where's the light? And the answer I heard is that the light is that you are in the age of surprise, the age of quantum transformation, very fast, and you need the tools to know how to meet surprise, and then we can really take this churning and turning time of our world and transform it into a phenomenal existence for all of humanity. And it will take all of us, all your listeners, every one of us out there. So we wanted to bring this knowledge and the tools of surprise so that you can greet surprise and become a master of surprise.
I really love that. And what's interesting is everything you were talking about and tying it in with the year. This is year 2017, and in tarot, if you take that from a numerology perspective, it goes down to number one, which is the year of the magician, and it's the start of a new cycle, and the magician is all about transformation and making things happen following 2016, which was the year of the hermit, which is bringing everything to light. So it's just perfect timing.
Wow. That's great.
William, you talk about surprise in the sense that how can it transform us?
Well, there's a science behind the whole thing about surprise. And I heard in the intro to your show, you said you were one of the things you're doing is bridging science with the metaphysics. So this is the science side of surprise. Deirdre will get more into the metaphysics, I'm sure. But the science side of it is when a surprise happens, the first thing that happens is your brain releases all this dopamine. And what the dopamine does, it does a number of things, but one of the things it does is it increases the neuroplasticity of the brain. And the neuroplasticity is the ability for the brain to rewire itself quickly and easily. And normally, you know, the brain's kind of sluggish in rewiring. That's why we have habits that just, it's hard to change the habits because they're neuro nets that this, the habit is wired into, they're like stuck. They're glued together. Well, when the neuroplasticity hits, suddenly those neuro nets can quickly and easily change to a new pattern. And a new pattern means a new habit and a new you. So there's that moment of opportunity in a surprise. And when you think about it evolutionary-wise, that makes sense because when originally we were sitting out in the woods and we heard a crash. And, okay, was that a tree falling over or was that a very hungry bear coming your way? So
yeah.
You had to make that decision. So you had to become hyper-aware. It's like when people report they're in, let's say, a car accident and their car is spinning down the highway, time slows down. So psychologically, time actually slows down. I think actually metaphysically more than just psychologically time slowing down, you're able to affect time space so that it does slow down for you. And what takes 5 seconds in clock time seems to take 5 minutes. So all these things are happening. You're in a heightened awareness, an alternative awareness. You have the neuroplasticity going on. So all of that happens in the moment of surprise. Now, often, I mean, most of us, we're kind of programmed to go into what, fear or flight. Fight or flight. And so we tend to go there, but what we're saying in the book and in the teaching is that if you have that moment and you know what to do with the surprise, it becomes the doorway to change something in your life that you've always wanted to change.
Yeah, no, totally. And it's interesting because we always do talk about that time slowing down for car crashes, you know, something that's scary, something that's horrible or impacting us. And yet when I look back at the almost cosmic connections where I had to make a very split second decision based on an open door, as I always like to talk about, from the universe, on taking that leap of faith forward, I look back at those as if they were slowed down just as well, even though it's not the car crash, the thing that we typically approach with that slowed down time.
Well, another thing I've realized about, because we've been looking more and more about surprise, is all humor is based on surprise. You know, if you know what the punchline is, you're not going to laugh. And in that, think about that moment of surprise when someone delivers the punchline of the joke or whatnot, and you just totally immerse yourself in that laugh. At that moment, time stops for you also. Think about it. Because you're not thinking about what you're going to have for dinner or what you had for dinner. You're not thinking about what you're going to do. All the stuff you normally think about as the clock in your mind ticks by, suddenly, it's all out and you're just laughing. You're in that moment. And so that's another case. What we're saying, it doesn't have to be a car crash in order for the surprise to open the doorway.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I love that. I got so much more that I got to say to you guys and to ask you guys. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with my guests, Deirdre Haidt and William Arntz, authors of the not-so-little Book of Surprises. And we'll be doing joint readings later on in the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Two dreamers dreaming. They almost caused a spark. I saw two lovers in paradise, right back at the start.
Hey, Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
My heart, isn't it strange to be right now, having you close to me? Much to my surprise.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guests, Deirdre Haid and William Arntz, authors of the not-so-little book of surprises. I will also be doing a one-card tarot card reading shortly with Deirdre and William, offering their perspectives on the situation. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. If you're feeling stressed, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring healthy love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. So I have more questions for you, but before we get to that, Deirdre, could you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you and all the wonderful things that you're doing in this world?
Yes. Please come visit me on my social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Deirdre Haid, The Radiant Journey, The Radiant Journey. And then my website is DeirdreHaid.com. That's D-E-I-R-R-E HAG.com. I know it's a mouthful, but even if you spell it wrong, you'll come to me. And on my website, I've made my website an information site. You can receive prayers, energetic activations for your soul. I'm offering right now a free activation to ignite the light of your soul. This activation comes from the archangels to bring you into that deep state of soul frequency and resonancy. You can live a peaceful life, find the calm in the chaos. And then in about 2 weeks, I'm launching an entire teaching section where I talk about, you know, who are the archangels, who are the ascended masters, what is radiance, and there's lots of really yummy information from the divine realm. So please come visit me and look for that, and love to get to know you.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, you talk a lot in your work about healing and how we can heal ourselves, which I truly love. And you also talk a lot about meditation. How important is meditation in dealing with just the stresses of daily life as we go about our surprise journey?
I can tell you, meditation is the most important key for surviving and thriving in our modern world of technology. And meditation can be as simple as a silent prayer. Meditation can be as simple as just taking a moment in the middle of the day when you're starting to feel hectic and looking at a tree or a leaf or a flower or your children, just dropping into the presence. We could do that right now. Very simple. I just want you to just imagine that there is a blanket of light dropping over you. It's just like, almost like a handkerchief. And then just breathe into that light and just say, I am fully present now. I am in the present moment. I am here. There you go. That's it. That's it.
That's fantastic.
And what happened when you visualized that blanket of light and you said, I am fully present, I am fully here now? What happened to you?
For me, my heart rate sort of slows down and my breath gets deeper. And, you know, I'm taking in more air into my lungs and definitely feeling more present. I really appreciate the fact that you are not saying this has to be on a particular way, shape, and form to meditate. I always say I'm a type A control freak. Most of my clients are type A control freaks. And so people often feel like, well, if I can't do 30 minutes a day, you know, I can't sit in one position. And so then they heap on a lot of self-judgment, which is just an effective use of energy. And that it really, you know, I always say, start with 2 minutes and set your timer so you know you cannot go beyond that 2 minutes. So you
Absolutely.
Can totally get into it.
Absolutely. And I, too, am a type A Western woman, a go-getter. You know, I was a dancer in a very competitive field and really worked my way to the top of that field. I was an entrepreneur, a successful businesswoman. And I don't think that we need to change who we are. I think we just need to rearrange who we are so that we can be in a better balance and happier with all of the things that we're here to create and we're building. And I loved what you said about that there's no one way. Part of my purpose is to be a myth buster. And one of the myths is that there has to be just one way, and you follow one way, and you have to follow those rules fully, or you're not going to get the juice of a meditation. And that was fine for then. That was another time, another age. So I'm not putting it down. All I'm saying is we have to revisit in our day, who are we and what does it mean to be in the present moment? And how do we get to that present moment? So anything you do to get to that present moment is valid. It works for you. So my technique, if you can call it a technique, really is just very simple, using visualization, breath, and noticing and observing one's surroundings. When you want to go deeper, when you've done that for a while, what happens is a longing in the soul comes up, naturally, a longing to go, wow, you know, I'd like more of that. And when that day comes, then you can go into the deeper meditations, which I do offer. I offer 30-minute, 40-minute meditations. But what I say is, like, my Tree of Life meditation, which is based on the creation of light from the beginning of Source. I glean this from the Kabbalah, and it's based on the 10 sephirot of the Tree of Life. What I say is, do the Tree of Life once a week. That's it. So you put aside 34 minutes once a week, and then during the week, you just do 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes at night, but have that once a week. And that seems to work for our busy people when you want more. It's like a grounding point, but it's such a powerful meditation of energy, because my meditations are energetic experiences. There's an actual energy that comes through you, because these meditations come from the angelic realm. And they asked me to pass this on. So when you do the Tree of Life meditation once a week, it will sustain you for the week. You just need to touch back into it. So that's kind of what my remedy is for our modern time and finding meditation.
No, I so appreciate that. And I struggle with it. And I need to meditate because it helps me be more grounded with readings, to be able to be that clear channel. Mm-hmm. And yet my type A part of me is like, oh, okay, do I really have to sit here? How much more? Sometimes it's just not going to happen. And so I like that you're saying, do it like just once a week, but then just small little bits, and you make it your own. And so I truly appreciate that.
Beautiful.
I have more questions about this, especially because meditation, we think of it as more metaphysical, and yet I'm hoping William will tell me that more and more it's being accepted as part of more mainstream scientific practices, but we'll have to come back after the break to find out. We're going to take a quick break when we come back, talking more with my guests, Deirdre Haidt and William Arntz, authors of The Not-So-Little Book of Surprises. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me, schedule a reading, or inquire about readings for an upcoming event you're hosting at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. If you are just tuning in, I am here talking with my guests, mystic visionary Deirdre Haid and physicist and filmmaker William Arntz, authors of the not-so-little book of surprises. So, right before the break, Deirdre, you were talking about meditation and all that it can really do for you and all the wonderful benefits that it happens. And I've just got to know, as one who constantly, as I said earlier, has one foot in the metaphysical, one foot in the mainstream, I always think that we're getting into a place where I'm seeing more and more acceptance of the metaphysical practices in mainstream scientific community. And sometimes I feel like I'm still going up the hill. So, William, in the years since you made What the Bleep Do We Know, do you see more acceptance of metaphysical practices by the scientific and medical community?
Well, I wouldn't say I see a little change. I would say, and I'm going to say, I see a huge change. I mean, just recently on the cover of Time magazine, it was on mindfulness. You know, 20 years ago, it wouldn't have been on mindfulness. So mindfulness is a nice way of talking about basically meditation and higher awareness without using those terms, which have a certain religious or spiritual attachment to it. But you can say mindfulness, and everyone goes, oh, yeah, mindfulness. And it's Zen awareness. There's a lot of different names for it. So there's a huge change. And although the scientific community still has trouble with the notion that there is something beyond the brain, they're still saying, okay, mindfulness is great, but that's just an aspect of the brain, whereas the people that are more spiritually or metaphysically inclined say, well, yes, there is the brain, but the brain is just a receiver of something beyond the brain. But nevertheless, still, the idea of mindfulness is in the culture now. And not only that, but people are realizing for certain healing to go on, that really meditative practices, they'll call them mindfulness, but meditative practices really can help a whole vast array of psychological things that no amount of therapy will ever get to. So that is also being more and more accepted. The reason why you feel like you're still pushing a boulder up a hill is because you're still pushing a boulder up a hill, and there's still a fair amount of resistance. These ideas change slowly. And my favorite quote these days is by Max Planck, who is considered the father of quantum physics. And his famous quote is, "Science advances one funeral at a time."
Mm.
Yeah, and because people, we all grow up with a certain mindset, a certain worldview paradigm, and you get attached to it, and then all of your thoughts revolve around that. If you're a scientist, all of your research is done within that paradigm, within that worldview, and so if some other information comes in, there's another famous quote in science. They say, "It was a beautiful theory destroyed by an ugly fact."
Mm.
And that happens. People create these beautiful theories, and then a fact comes along that just blows it up. So that's the process of science. But the great thing is, the great news is, that science does progress. And so even if it's one funeral at a time or one ugly fact by a time, it does slowly make the progress. So that's why folks like yourself and what Deirdre and I do, we just keep pushing that boulder because that's how progress is truly made.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that you're seeing that happening. I think that one of the things that I'm always talking to my clients with is that sometimes things happen on universe time, which is different from human time. And that can be frustrating because we see it so clearly and we want to get there because we're all impatient. And yet things take a very much longer than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, until they don't. And then that's where the surprise comes in.
That's true.
Yeah, like what we're seeing in the world now. I mean, a lot of the things we see, I mean, who ever thought we'd be seeing this stuff? Or maybe think this sort of things would happen 50 or 100 years from now. But like you said, the universe time sometimes is slower, sometimes is much faster.
Sometimes, yeah, no, absolutely. And it just kind of goes so that time, where does that time stop? You know, we talked about how our own perception of time slows down at those surprise moments, but it's also society. You can see things happening so slowly, and yet there's some major kind of shifts taking place. It's just that we're not always able to see this. Just like any time we go through a new direction, we never really know exactly if this is the right direction, is this leading somewhere, and it just feels like it's very slow process. But then it's funny because you, in talking about quantum physics, I always say that, you know, if a person is kind of feeling like they're at the bottom of the ditch trying to just climb their way up, they're forgetting about quantum jumps. And those quantum jumps happen. So just because it took that, say, you know, 5 years to get to that bottom of the ditch, it does not mean it takes 5 years to get back up. And even though the first, you know, few steps may feel like it's taking so long, we do have those quantum jumps. So there is always this time shifting. So I'm very pleased that you're seeing evolvement.
Now, are you aware that when there is a quantum jump, what that refers to is, let's say, the electrons. We all know the thing about the atom, and they're the electrons spinning around the nucleus, and they're in those different shells. They look like orbits. The reason they call it a quantum jump is at one instant, the electron is, say, at a lower state, closer to the nucleus, which is actually higher energy. At the next instant, it is at a different band, and there's no time in between. It's at one instant, and then instantaneously, it's at the other one. And not only that, the electron never goes through the space between the two. It's like it winks out of existence at the one place, and at the same time winks into existence at the other place, and never goes between the two. And they've proven this experimentally 1,000 times. So this isn't just some metaphysical statement of the fact, that's actually what it does. So the quantum jump is, it blows the mind. How can you get from A to B without going on the what's in between the two? But that's the mystery of quantum physics.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to totally talk about something I know nothing about here, so I may completely mess this up. But in what you were just describing, is that something where they've been able to prove it, but they don't know how it happens? There's some kind of thing where something happens in point A, an exact duplicate happens, though, at the same time in point B, but they're still not sure how that connection is made?
Yeah, that's called quantum entanglement.
Yes.
And that's that these two particles are entangled. So when you flip the other one flips. And you flip that one. And they don't know how it happens. Einstein actually was one of the ones who came up with this. He said quantum theory predicts that, but we all know that's impossible, so I've just disproved quantum theory. And, Einstein was wrong because they've proven it in the lab now. So, and that's the thing, and Deirdre, of course, can talk more about this, is that's the oneness principle, that even mm-hmm. on the electron level, that there's this oneness between particles once they're entangled. And so and that's what the mystics have been saying for eons, that we are all connected. We are on some level, and it's a real level, we are all one.
Absolutely. And because also when you sometimes you'll get the phone call or you feel like you have to call someone because you're feeling someone's pain that is on the other side of the country. There's so much, you know, it's scientific theory based on anecdotal evidence. There's all these stories of it. And in a sense, it's our commonality between these two very seemingly on the outskirts diverse communities, the mainstream and the metaphysical. It's like there's our common ground. So I love that. We're going to just, I definitely want to hear more about it. And also I want to hear about what's next and going on next, and also talk a little bit more about this book, but we're going to take our last break. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Stay tuned. We've got more to talk about. We'll be right back.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Me Through Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, mystic visionary Deirdre Haid and William Arnst, authors of the not-so-little book of surprises. So I have to say, this book is so beautiful. The photographs, the different prose. I have my favorite section. Tell me a little bit about the book and what it is. Deirdre? Okay.
The book is truly a guidebook for living in the age of surprise. It's a manual for living in the age of surprise. Within it is profound and deep wisdom that has been passed on to me through the ancient mystical traditions of mystical Kabbalah, the I Am Present, Gnostic Christianity, and the messages from my deep experiences as a mystic, from literally being visited by and speaking to the archangels of light and many of the different prophets of our history. I know that that's saying a lot, but that's actually where this came from, and we were asked to share this knowledge so that you would have a manual for understanding and becoming a master of surprise for quantum transformation and healing. That's really why the book is here. We made it an art book so it could sit on your coffee table and be a conversation piece. We filled it with the beautiful pictures of Andre Balog so that your senses would be overwhelmed with the sweetness and the honey of the spiritual experience. And even the main poem, which was given to me by the Archangel Gabriel, is a poem about the journey of the soul and how we are all vessels that are longing to be filled with the sweetness of God, which is the honey, and that the honey is returning. When we re-yoke ourselves to our divine self, then the honey, the sweetness of life pours in. And we're here to live the sweetness of life. We forget that, but we're here to experience the garden, the sweetness of life. That's our purpose.
Well, it's a really beautiful book because, being that type A control freak, I like the fact that I don't have to just read one through to the end. I can flip around, and no matter what page I turn to, there's always something there. My favorite's page 81, and talking about caring for others and releasing what's in our power in terms of anger and jealousy and all of that. And I love that you were talking about the honey, because even though each kind of individual vignette, so to speak, is its own thing, you have elements of honey. It's scattered, I think, six times throughout the book, kind of like weaving its way into a web or as continuity throughout the book. But it is really beautiful.
Thank you so much. Well, it's really was a joy to put it together, a joy to bring it to the world, and a joy to hear everyone's response. So thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, no, well, thank you for writing it. And what's next for you?
We did a West Coast tour, now we're going to do an East Coast tour, and I have to say that I haven't been out working with the public in 5 years, and Will hasn't been speaking in 10 years, so this is really a returning, and we're just so enjoying all the people we're meeting as we bring the message of surprise scientifically and also the healing energy of the greater reality, the angelic kingdom. And so we're going to be in New York City at the ABC Carpet at Deepak Home Base. It's a fabulous center that Deepak Chopra has built there in New York on October 24th, Tuesday from 6 to 8:30. We're very excited about this. And then we're also going to be presenting the healing energies of the angels and the scientific movie that Will put together about surprise at New Life Expo in New York City on Saturday the 28th.
Oh, that's fantastic. And can people read more about that on your website?
Yes, come to my website, and we have an events page where it links you to all the information. And also, you can see a little more about what we're doing on our YouTube. We just put out a new video for you on what is the mystic and the physicist. What's this information? And that's on the Deirdre Haid Radiance Journey YouTube site, and also on Will's What the Bleep Do We Know site. You can go visit What the Bleep Do We Know and learn more about that.
And your website is deirdrehade.com, correct?
Correct. And you can also find me, both of us, and this is probably the easiest way, just come to bookofsurprises.com, bookofsurprises.com.
And can you purchase the book there, or how do you, what's the best way to purchase it?
So the best way to purchase it, you can come to our website, you can go right to Amazon and purchase. Just put in book of surprises, not so little book of surprises. We come right up. Or what I love to say to everyone is go to your local bookstore. And if you've got a little more time, just walk in. Let's support our bookstores and ask for the book. And they will order it because Ingram has distributed it to all the bookstores. So if they happen to be out, just ask for it and support our local bookstore.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I totally agree. And before we close, I know I'm sure everything in this book has kind of very, it's like hard to pick what is the favorite one, but I told you my favorite. Do you have a favorite in here?
Wow, there are just so many favorites. But what I usually like to do is just something that I want all of your listeners to know. Like, the souls of your listeners are asking a question. So I'll share this from page 14 and 15. It is time to step into the shoes of that which created you and that which sent you forth into this world. It is time to gather. It is time to find one another. It is time to heal. For the seed that was placed within us, the seed of forgetfulness, was placed so that we would learn new patterns and a new path home. And that's what we're here to do right now. And that ties into the year of the magician, your tarot card you pulled. The magician creates a new path, a new way of seeing, a new wonderment. That's my parting word.
Oh, I love that. And it also, what came up when you were reading that, is that we are not bound to patterns, trauma, everything, you know, anything that no longer serves us, and that we have the ability both in that metaphysical world, but also in the mainstream world, it proven to be able to create those new patterns in a way that we can bring and embrace surprise, which can lead to joy, correct?
Absolutely. That's it. That's what we're here to do. Wow. We're going to do it.
We are doing it.
We're doing it. And everybody out there, whether you're driving your car or sitting at work, you're doing it. You're doing it right now because we're having this conversation. We're doing it.
It has been such a pleasure speaking with both of you. Thank you, Deirdre and William, for being part of the show. I hope you'll consider coming back in the future.
Oh, we would love to. And please, if you have a little time, hop on that train and come up and see us in New York from Washington. I would love to meet you.
Absolutely. I would love that. Thank you both so much for being on the show. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our surprise show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.